Welcome to Your Future Is Now, hosted by Jim Grant and Bill Heinrich. Their show is dedicated to sharing information in business, health, and obstacles we face in our everyday lives. Jim is also the TV host of Messages of Inspiration and Hope on E360 TV. Bill is the author of Seven Levels of Truth and is a master in the world of getting clarity in your mind to clear out the cobwebs and remove mental barriers that hold you back. Each week, they will interview an exciting guest. We're so glad you've tuned in. Be sure to share the show. And now, here's Jim.
And welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6-Minute Webinar. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. And today we got a wonderful guest on with us today. She's a great friend of ours, Michelle Meraz. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this young lady is really a treat for us to have on the show. When you hear her story, she talks about overcoming obstacles in life and her personal journey, what she went through. Oh my goodness, you're going to get a lot of inspiration from this young lady. And I just shared with Bill before the broadcast, and when I invited Michelle to be on my TV show, I said, Michelle, would you like to be a guest on my TV show? She said, yes. She says, but under one condition. And I said, okay. She says, I want you to be on my TV show in the Philippines. And I thought, wow, that's my kind of people. And that's the kind of people you need in your life, who we all help each other. And you got to create a, you know, I know the word popular is tribe and all that, but I mean, you got to have a good, unique circle of friends who are willing to help one another, share their blessings with each other. Because Mr. Bill Heinrich, he's the honorary host here on Toginet Radio. And I tell you what, Mr. Bill, that's the kind of people everybody needs in their life, isn't it?
You know what, Jim? I 100% agree. Having people who are authentic and who work from a place of responsibility, it's a pleasure to be around people like that. Why don't you introduce Michelle and get us going?
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we got the big summit coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on E360 TV. It's the Vanya Kusik Foundation Leadership and Communication Summit 2021. And Michelle is going to be our MC that day. She's a TV, she's got a TV show in the Philippines on the TNC channel. She is an author. She is a coach. She is a walking, living, breathing, inspirational young lady. So Michelle, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing fabulous, and thank you for continually calling me young lady.
Well, she said this morning that I look real good, but that we didn't have the camera on, so I guess that's why, ladies and gentlemen. But Michelle, I tell you, it's really an honor for us to be here with you today, and it's really an honor for us to be a part of this upcoming summit this weekend, Leadership and Communication Summit 2021, that's going to be on E360 TV live. And catch it on Facebook, on our Facebook page, for example, the Messages of Inspirational Stories TV show on Facebook. You can watch it there too. But I tell you what, when I first met you and I heard your story, oh my goodness. I mean, you literally, what I really loved about your story, let me start here. You got up that morning, it was a regular morning. And, you know, kids are sometimes aggravating. You say things or something like it. We all do to our kids, especially when they're teenagers. And then something happened in your life, and that took you on the journey to where you have blossomed and come back to be a living testimony and inspiration to everyone. Would you share a little bit about what you went through there and how all that transpired, please?
Okay, I'll try to do it as quickly as possible.
Okay.
It started off as a normal morning. I was running political campaigns. I had a lot going on my plate. I was one of those yes women, the super mom who had to say yes to everything. No, the world would stop running if I didn't pick up the kids and drop them off at school. If I wasn't the one who made the homemade cookies for the bake sale. I mean, And then I was balancing checkbooks for the church and for a nonprofit I worked with, on top of being writing political campaign speeches and running campaigns, and then running my own household, because of course no one else can clean my house but me. And you know, the, all this personalized pressure I put onto myself. And normal morning, I'm running around at 15,000 miles an hour. And the last thing I told my kids as they're running out the door was, hurry up, you're late. Well, that afternoon, I'm sitting at my computer working five different projects all at the same time, multitasking. Anyways, my alarm goes off to pick up my kids. And I remember saying out loud, dear God, just give me a freaking break. Got in my car, and I was trying to get out of that mood I was in before I picked up the kids. I'm the carpool mom, so I pick up my children and a couple other children and bring them all home. And I'm thinking, I'm running out of time. I don't have time to be picking up these kids. And I had all these things going in my head. So I turned on some music, and I was singing. I had my windows open, trying to get myself out of that mood before all these children got in my car. And, I have to sing. Do you mind? I was driving along, minding my business, when out of the orange colored sky, flash, bam, alakazam. My life flashed before my eyes. A little girl ran a stop sign right in front of the school, and we T-boned. And when I woke up, I thought it was instantaneous. But when I woke up, it was really more like 45 to an hour later, I had blacked out. And from that point on, I thought I was perfectly fine. And I refused to go to the emergency room. I went just to have them look at me, but I didn't want to go. But 12 days later, I stopped talking. And the doctor said, oh, you know, you've got a mild concussion, but there's nothing going on in your head. Just relax and go here, take some Valium and go rest, basically. And then I stopped walking. This one, and I didn't get better. So for long story short, 24 months later, I have been stuck in my head, unable to walk without assistance and unable to speak. What happened was I have a traumatic brain injury. I'm missing the frontal lobe over my left ear, the back of my head, and my two hemispheres had disconnected. So my brain, my body were not communicating. For 24 months, I was stuck in my head, and I can tell you, Jim, you have those voices in your head too, right? Where they're constantly talking. Well, I was arguing with mine about, I was worried living. Mine was saying, you can't talk because you have nothing to say. You can't walk because why do you need to live? I mean, so all these terrible things were going on in my head, and I had to argue with them. And when I came out of that, that was huge, because at the end of that 24-month period, I'm sitting on my couch. My husband had just placed me there that morning and had alarms for every pill, alarms to go to the restroom, alarms to call someone to get me to the restroom because I couldn't walk alone. You know, all these things. I was so helpless and I was so upset. And anyone who ever watches me or sees me on YouTube or my station, whatever, I'm very high energy. To be in my head was torture. And so I was screaming to God in my head, if you hate me so much, kill me. Just kill me. I don't want to be like this.
Wow.
And I heard, you're not dead yet. Get up.
Well, that's really amazing. Because, you know, Bill, a lot of people, when something happens to them, they close in on themselves and they punish themselves. And, you know, it just really enslaves them, doesn't it?
I was.
Amazing story. What happened when you got up, Michelle? You got me on the edge of my seat here. So I keep going, baby. Keep going.
Yeah.
When I got up, basically, I found myself 6 feet away from the couch that I could not move away from on my own. I was 6 feet away from it. And I had seen, every time I thought I was hurt or forsaken, there was someone with me. And I realized that all these terrible things that I thought had happened through my life as punishment were actually there to prepare me for something else. That's the only way I can explain it. I wasn't being beaten down. I was being revealed through these things that I was going through. And I promised God I would walk through every door. I would say yes. I would take chances and I would live. And my husband said that when he came home, he found me on the computer and I kept saying, I have to talk. And he said, wait a minute, how did you get here? how are you talking? I said, I have to talk. And we found an email inviting me to go do a TEDx here in Colorado. And I didn't even know what a TEDx was, but I said, wow. Yes. So the whole thing about sometimes in life, bad things happen. They may be bad by appearance, but what has happened in my life is these things that I thought were quote unquote bad were actually revealing who I was supposed to be and I was hiding from. So think about that before, you know, while you're going through whatever you're going through, maybe it's not there to knock you down. Maybe it's there to redirect you. And that's how I've been taking all of these different things that have happened. Because, Jim, you know, much more happened after this brain injury that I'm still.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a whole nother story if we want to go there.
You know, Michelle, I've been studying this exactly what you're talking about for over 25 years. And you are so accurate, so spot on. All of the trials and tribulations that we go through, we all come to life with lessons to learn. Mm-hmm. And it's on the other side of those lessons where all of our power and all of our potential is. And we are here to share those trials and tribulations, not the glory, not the beauty of the accomplishment past it, but the path to it, because that's how we connect authentically with others.
Exactly. And
it's how we connect authentically with others. You know, in fact, you're talking about being locked in your head, and Jim's heard me say this before, the three worst words in my dictionary are, I was thinking. Right?
Yeah. When Bill first said that to me, he says, Jim, thinking's not good for you. And I'm thinking, what's he trying to tell me?
It's so, so true.
Yeah.
Because our mind is only in a place of survival. And I know we're going to head to break here. Gosh, this section's gone by really fast.
Oh,
when we come back, we're going to talk about that, of how to get out of surviving and into thriving. Because obviously, Michelle has set this up for us to have a dynamic conversation around really thriving in life and being authentic. We'll be right back.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Heard about the man who had a fir tree growing in his lung? A 28-year-old male living in central Russia went to the hospital complaining of chest pain. And when doctors x-rayed his chest, they found what appeared to be a tumor in one of his lungs. However, upon closer inspection, they were amazed to find this tumor was actually a small fir tree complete with needles. The moxicle-faced surgeon said he couldn't believe what he was seeing. What's another word for a skeptic? A pyrenist. The 5-centimeter branch was removed from the patient and kept by the tree surgeon for further examination. Doctors suggest the man might have inhaled a small bud, which then started to grow inside his body. What's the word for the fear of trees? Dendrophobia. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're struggling in your business, if you are a speaker, or if you need to do a presentation and you want to, you know, sound real good, if I could use country English on that, please take the 6-minute webinar, because that is exactly what I used to craft my presentation when I was on a summit in India, because it was a global summit. The Sultan of Oman, the King of Oman, was going to be there. And you can imagine anytime royalty's there, there's going to be a lot of people watching. So I just did the 6-minute webinar to craft my presentation. And that led to, that opened up many, many doors that I did not see. We're now going to be putting on the summit. The 6-minute webinar will be. It's going to be the Leadership and Communication Summit coming up next, this coming a week from the day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on E360 TV. Our guest today, Michelle Maras, beautiful young lady, and she's going to be the MC on Friday. And Mr. Bill Heinrich is going to be there with us. He's the co-creator of the 6-minute webinar. And Mr. Bill, I tell you right now, this show we got going is just, oh, just full of energy. And I'm going to turn the show over to you and Michelle, brother.
Well, before we went to break, we were talking about surviving versus thriving. And, you know, Michelle, the thing I tell people is everyone's living life with a blindfold on, making decisions based on who they aren't, because they're searching in the physical to get material things rather than coming from a place of being of service. And when you understand the difference in thriving and connecting to the power of all that is, it changes everything instantly, doesn't it?
Like magic almost.
it's not magic, it's miraculous.
Yes, it's miraculous, because things just open so quickly. Mm-hmm. You stop. I mean, my big motto is, they say, you know, what do you do, Michelle? Well, I take the veil off of other people so that mm-hmm. they can see who they truly are. Stop apologizing for what you're not. Embrace mm-hmm. who you are. Be the best version of that, and be unapologetic about that. Yes, remove that veil.
You know, we live in two different dimensions. We live in a physical dimension and a non-physical dimension. And our being, our soul, all that we are, is part of the non-physical dimension. The only thing that happens in the physical is everybody makes up what's going on, and none of it's really true because it's just everybody's perceptions. But when you come from energy, when you come from love, that's the basis of everything you do, right?
Oh, most definitely. And people don't realize how important it is to know thyself, love thyself, because that's where the energy is coming from, inside and from above and around us. And they're all focused on this outside shell of the world. And it's like, no, it's all perception. If you love yourself so much and know where that love comes from, everything is beautiful and everything will work out.
The world is perfect. There's only one thing wrong with the world, Michelle. That's our perception of it.
Yes.
Because when you look at it in the physical, the only way that we can see what's going on is by accessing our past. And when we access our past, we're accessing all of the challenges and problems that we've had and the energetic influences we've had that don't support who we are. You know, I like to say that these two realities, one is our physical reality where everything's made up based upon your past, but the non-physical is really the reality of our soul, of who we truly are. And once one learns to just be of service to others with love for the benefit of all involved in every situation, that's when miracles happen.
Indeed. Indeed.
It really, and in fact, I tell my clients, what happens in the physical doesn't matter. It's just how you approach it energetically, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, as you heard my story earlier, a lot of physically negative things were happening. And on top mm-hmm. of that, I mean, within 6 months, I found out I had breast cancer. And it was like, people were like, how can you keep smiling through all this? I said, because I know who I am. And mm-hmm. I know as long as I'm giving my love to the world and giving back what I'm supposed to be giving back, I can die a happy woman. So no, mm-hmm. every day is a blessing to me. So I will live in joy every day. Mm-hmm. No, there's cancer, there's brain injuries, but yeah, there's other things too. But if you don't dwell on it and you focus on what you can do and not what you cannot do and serve.
Mm-hmm. It's all about being of service. You know, one of the keynote talks that I give, Michelle, is called "My Life is Out of Control and Yours is and Yours is Too."
I got to say something about that, Bill. We're going to have Bill on the radio show early on before he became the honorary host here. And I asked him, I said, "Bill, what do you want to talk about?" And he said, "Well, Jim, my life's out of control and so is yours." And I said, "Well, I know that, but let's try something positive."
It's like one of my keynotes is, "You're not dead yet."
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And
not dead yet.
I mean, the truth of the matter is we don't know what day we're going to depart.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And because of that, this could be our last moment. We don't know. And that's where learning to live in the present moment, being of service, changes everything, because you can respond. What happens is you get caught in, you know, you were talking about, you know, the Wonder Woman persona of doing 7-8 things at once and just needing to be busy in order to feel fulfilled, when in fact all it did was drain you and left you with nothing to give others, right?
Yes, and worse, it had me screaming at my children. The last things I said to them was, "Hurry up, you're late." And so that's one of the other things I'm very cognizant of. I don't leave anyone with a negative state. I leave everyone with knowing that I love them, I care about them, and I'm actually concerned for their welfare. Because you never know when your last day is, and I don't want my last words to anyone to be anything negative.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I met with this woman one time. I was introduced, one of my clients introduced me to her, for her to potentially work with me. And we had a conversation and I could see right away that she wasn't ready to work with me because what I teach is you have to be at a state of surrender. You have to be able to surrender and understand what surrender is to really move forward. As long as you're staying attached to the physical, you're going to be attached. And when you're attached to anything, you're always suffering.
Yes.
But attachment creates suffering. It's real simple. It's either you're attached or detached. And at the end of the conversation, you know, she said, "Well, let me think about it. I'll get back to you." And I said, "Okay." And I knew she would never get back to me. But I said, I want you to remember one thing, though. And she said, "What's that?" I said, "I just want you to remember that I love you." And she said,
she didn't know what to do.
"You don't even know me." I said, "I know you more than you know yourself." Uh-huh. And it was just, she couldn't let it in, because we can't give away what we don't have. Right, Michelle?
Oh, exactly. Oh, Bill, okay, we're working together now.
Oh, you and I could, yeah, we could light it up, my dear. We could light it up, because yeah. when you understand energetic truth, then it's a whole new game. You know, I do another talk, the difference between accountability and responsibility. And the most fascinating thing of the people that I work with is they want responsibility, but they don't know how to use it in a world that's full of accountability.
Isn't that the truth?
And see, with my clients, one of the hardest things for them that I've seen is realizing that everything, you have a part in everything that happens in your life, out of your life, anything around you. You have choices. Yeah, and like, no, that happened to me. I do. What part did you play? But I didn't. Everyone plays a part in everything that happens in your life. Everything.
The moment you don't take responsibility for everything in your life, and I mean everything, you immediately become a victim. Mm-hmm. And when you become a victim, you're giving your power away.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I love Bill.
I tell you, I'm really enjoying this show, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even have to say anything. I'm just here in mind, spirit, and all those good things. I tell you, it's really amazing. But Michelle, would you be kind enough to share with the folks out there your website and your email address, because there's folks out there want to get in touch with you.
Okay, well, my website is my name. It's Michelle Maras, MichelleMaras.com. My email is the same thing, but it's me@michellemaras.com. And they can find me on all social media. If you write me and you're not stalker and creepy, just say, hi, my name is so-and-so, and I saw you or heard you on, I'll respond. So connect with me anywhere.
Yeah, I like that when she said, you know, if you're not a stalker or creepy, I'll respond. Amen. I hear you, young lady. Again, ladies and gentlemen, her website is Michelle Maras, MichelleMaras.com. Her email address is just me@michellemaras.com. And Bill, I tell you right now, the energy is just about to short out my microphone and my headset here, man, the way you guys are flying back and forth. I love it.
Well, we're just getting
you're just getting warmed up, aren't you? I think you may have a little signal there problem, but anyway, we got about 1 minute left, and Michelle, I tell you, it's just, you know, amazing the energy that I feel coming through the system here. I mean, what you've been through, your attitude, my goodness, you're going to be such, and you already are a blessing to a multitude of people. But when we get on the summit there on Friday, next Friday, and you share a little bit about yourself, my goodness gracious, I mean, you're going to bless a lot of people. And I am so grateful to be connected with you, to be a small, small part of that summit, and, you know, just be present in your energy and who you are. And ladies and gentlemen, we're about 7 seconds away from going to commercial break. But again, MichelleMaras.com, email her at me@MichelleMaras.com. Maras is M-R-A-S. And we'll be right back right after this brief message. So please stay with us.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life, and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's merging neighborhood.
You might think that kissing is a universal sign of affection, but there are certain groups of people on Earth who just don't do it. I think they don't know what they're missing. Humans have been kissing for a long time, as kisses were portrayed in Egyptian art in 1500 BC. The Romans are credited with perfecting the romantic kiss as we know it today. What's another word for kissing? Osculation. Your lips are 100 times more sensitive than the tips of your fingers, and the kiss quickens your pulse to 100 beats a minute. One kiss actually burns up to 3 calories. Now there's a workout I could handle. Studies say a woman will kiss about 79 guys before getting married, and the average person spends 2 weeks of their life kissing. What's the word for the art of kissing? Philematology.
It's merging neighborhood.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you today by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. I'm joined today by the honorary host here on Toginet Radio, Mr. Bill Heinrich, and our guest is Miss the wonderful, the lovely lady, Michelle Maraz. And Bill, between you and Michelle, the energy is just vibrating all the way through the airways, isn't it, brother?
Well, yeah, you can't block energy, Jim. You know, that's we can hold ourselves in a mental position of resistance, but energy is energy. And we were talking about attachment and detachment. And Michelle, we're the only creatures here that have free will and choice. So let's talk about free will and choice, because people that I speak to are like, oh, I'm stuck in this job. It's like, no, you're not. You choose to be there. You have free will and choice. Let's talk about that a little bit, about what choice means.
Okay, let's do this.
Go for it.
What choice means? Well, I share with my clients and from the stage all the time, whatever is or isn't, it's your choice. I say there's, I love to quote Byron Katie. There are three types of business in this world. There's my business, the other person's business, and God's business. What are you trying to control? And so that's where my point of view comes from, is when you feel like you're out of control and chaotic and things aren't going, it's because you're not looking at yourself. You're trying to control the world or something God's supposed to be dealing with. So get out of their spaces and control your own. What business is it? It's your business. Your attitude is your business. What you do is your business. What you choose to have in your world is your business, right? All about choices.
Yeah, it's people just don't really get the power of choice and the power of responsibility that goes with it, and end up acquiescing to a place of accountability, victimhood, being stuck, not having a path out, not having hope, all of the energy that physically destroys us, where when you understand that everything is free will and choice, you have the capability of choosing whatever you want. Just don't get attached to what's in the physical, because everything has a beginning and an end. And that's the way the universe works. We never know where the beginnings and the ends are going to hit. We have to stay present in the present moment. And that way we can support our intentions to be of service with love. Otherwise, we're going to live a life of suffering, right, Michelle?
Yes, suffering and victimhood. I mean, if we go back to my example of my brain injury and then my breast cancer, my brain injury, I could barely control myself. As I was growing out of it, people were like, how are you? The neurologist said, how are you not depressed? People with your energy, the people I work with, they're all depressed. How are you not depressed? And I said, I stopped worrying about what I couldn't do. I focus on what I can do, and I improve on that daily. And she's like, wow, that was a really insightful way of approaching a brain injury. I mean, I've got four areas of my brain not working, but you would never know it. If you're listening to me right now, you would never know that I take, you know, 20 times more brain energy just to speak clearly. It's because I focus on the words I can use. I don't know how I'm doing it right now, because it's become second nature. But with my breast cancer, people are like, how are you smiling? You're battling breast cancer. I do, what do you want me to do, cry every day? No, I choose joy. I choose that there's something in this I was supposed to learn. And what I've decided that I've learned so far is, all my life, I never thought I was good enough. And I would focus on my brain. My brain was my power. And I only need my brain. And I let my body go. I ate whatever I wanted to eat. I didn't exercise. I just did what I wanted because I was comfortable. I got up to 389 pounds. I'm only 5 foot. So the blessing in all this was, my brain injury made me sit down and realize what was important to me in my life. My breast cancer made me realize that although I said my body didn't matter, that I only needed my brain, when I had my double mastectomy and they're like, you've got a lot of things going on in your body that's not good. It made me realize that my body needed to be taken care of. We aren't just bodies. We aren't just souls. We are mind, body, and souls. And that's what I learned. We take choices every day. And now every day I make a choice to love myself fully and love people around me. And the whole world opens up like a gigantic flower when you approach the world like that. I love me exactly as I am, and I will take the best care of this vessel, mind, body, and soul. And then it just kind of exudes out of me when I'm with anyone, or if they hear me, or if they see me. It's just how it is when you fully step into that energy of what is reality.
Yeah, you know, we all live within different stories. Yeah. And unfortunately, a majority of the population is living with pre-programmed stories. You know, you can't have an emotion without a story, Michelle.
Yeah.
And it's the energy of the emotion. It's when people see something that remind them that they aren't good enough, that causes them to go in reaction and support that, rather than looking at it and looking at what's caused that, and being able to choose differently. And it really takes the courage to go all the way inside and say, what story is it that I want to create my life from? And when you choose that, you know, there's only two emotions, love and fear. That's it.
Exactly.
Love, you give away. The more you give, the more you get. Fear is only about protection. With love, there's nothing to protect.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, I wrote a whole book about that. It's called It's Not Luck Overcoming You. And it's when I was stuck in my brain, I wrote that book in my head because I was fighting with the stories that were telling me I was insignificant. And so I would hear these voices telling me things. And I do know when I was five, I did this. And so I wrote a book for my children. So if I did die, if I didn't make it through this, that they would have me guiding them through a book. And then I ended up publishing it. But it's really a workbook of walking you through those things, those stories that you've been telling yourself and re-examining them for what they truly are. I mean, many of us are being controlled by something that happened when we were seven. You know, I'm not smart. Mm. Why do you say that? Oh, because when I was seven, I didn't win the spelling bee.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? But talking through our own stories, and my book does that. It walks you through your own stories to make you realize that wasn't the lesson you were supposed to learn. The lesson is you made it through that. And we need to be able to look back at our past. That's why I'm such a big storyteller, is I believe if we learned from our past more, we would not suffer as much because we would recognize, oh, wait, this happened to so-and-so. Oh, that happened to Jim. Oh, that happened to Bill, you know, and be able to integrate it into our lives.
So yeah, that, you know, it isn't just about learning about it. It's learning to love your past. Because the number one mistake that people make as they change their life, and I encounter this all the time, is they will say, oh, I had these issues with my father or my mother, but I'm over that now. And I just look at them and say, then I guarantee you it's running your life.
Exactly.
And they're like, what do you mean? I've taken care of it. I said, if you think you're finished with it, it has control of you. Because whatever enters the system is never going to leave. You've got to learn to go love it and understand how you can go share that with others and help others, because we're here to help others by sharing our past struggles to let everybody see that we're just here to learn lessons. That's it.
Well, and that's the whole thing, Bill. It's about, you know, we all learn this in science in school. Energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be converted.
Right.
Yeah. So when bad things happen in your past or whatever's happening in your past, you do, oh, I'm over that. I don't get along with them. So I just dropped them out of my life. Well, no, that's good and dandy. But how are you converting that? How are you accessing it a new way? And so it's like, you know, I went to my father and said, you know, Dad, I love you for being my father. You know, the things you did, you didn't know, but that now, you know, and I know, and we converted it. We converted the negativity to lessons for both of us so that we don't repeat whatever we did in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we had those challenges so we could overcome them and have all of ourselves and yes. be able to share all of ourselves with other. I've always had this wisdom, and I didn't know what it was for many decades. And it, of course, I came into a family with very staunch religious beliefs. Nothing ever made sense. So consequently, my struggle was one of low self-esteem. I actually just thought I was crazy because the things that I knew to be true weren't happening in the world, right?
Yeah.
It just never made sense to me until I literally over 25 years ago walked away from my life. I had to walk away from it. I was just so much like you. I said, God, I am so miserable. Take me wherever you want. Because it can't be as bad as where I've taken myself trying to survive.
Like, what did I do? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, because everything I did got destroyed because I was into self-sabotage due to lack of self-worth. Mm. I couldn't function in the physical. Exactly. Couldn't do it. And now, not caring what the outcomes are, except for it to be for the benefit of all involved, changes everything every moment of every day.
It does. Mm-hmm. It opens so many doors and so many possibilities that the old you would not have allowed to happen.
Oh, you couldn't even see them because we were so busy in fight or flight and survival mode that we were just blinded to everything else going on. We were just set on expectations. In fact, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about expectations and intentions and the difference between the two, because you can support intentions energetically, but you can only support expectations and survival. And that'll be a great conversation. We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Come back and join myself and Michelle Maross, and we're going to talk about intentions and expectations.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Critics, or the people who study dreams, tell us that the kind of television you watched as a child can affect your dreams today. For instance, if you had a black and white TV, you might be prone to colorless dreams. I'm pretty sure I dream in color, but my friends say it's a pigment of my imagination. It has been suggested the type of cheese you eat can also impact your dreams. This might be a bit hard to digest, but a study conducted by the British Cheese Board discovered that people who ate cheddar cheese dreamt more about celebrities, while folks who ate blue cheese experienced more bizarre dreams. A bad dream could give you matatulopia, or the bad mood you experience when you get up on the wrong side of the bed.
It's Marching Day.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Hey And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is probably brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. And we've just had a wonderful visit with Michelle Maras. Her website is MICHELLEMRAS.com. You can email her at me@michellemaras.com. And I'm telling you, we've just really enjoyed not only being live on the radio show, but also visiting in between the commercials. And Bill, I tell you right now, she said we got her hyper, didn't she?
Well, the energy's flowing for sure. You know, and yeah. I don't want to waste any time here because I want to talk about intention. Amen. And attention and expectations. And when you live in survival, you're always living with expectation. Something down the road, you know, the golden, whatever it is that you're after, that's going to make everything better. And I've always said that the definition of disappointment is when expectations meet reality. And, you know, and it's so true. And with intention, you support your choices in life energetically. With attention or expectations, you have to support them in the physical, which means you have to manipulate and control, right, Michelle?
Oh, big time. I was laughing about when you said when expectations, that your definition of that, because in my mind, I always thought when people say, well, what's your big goal? And I would say, you mean the golden carrot? They say, yeah, your golden carrot. I do. The one that when I reach it, I'm going to break my teeth when I bite onto it. Stop expecting things. I mean, yeah. I live every day intentionally. I declared it on my TEDx stage that I was going to take control of me, in me, love me enough that I could love other people. And see, that's a big fallacy a lot of people have, is they, I'm loving, I give. Why is these bad things happening to me? No. You don't love yourself. You're giving everything away, and it's false because it's not coming from you. There's this whole thing about being your full integrity, loving you so you can love others. Fill your pitcher before you start filling everyone else's cup, or it's a really empty water. It's not really there. It's air. And that so, expectations. Ooh, let go of expectations.
Yeah, it's so true. You know, what most people call giving is actually taking.
Yeah.
And the reason it's taking is because there's an expectation with it. There's an expectation of being recognized. There's an expectation of how it's going to be received. There's an expectation of what's going to happen after it's received. There's strings attached to it. Giving is giving. It's giving, and it's gone. Whatever happens to it doesn't matter. You just give with love, right, Michelle?
Always. And so when people say, oh, when you do, would you like to donate? We'll put your name. I do, no. And I'm not even going to tell you I'm doing it. I'm just going to do it when I want to do it. You know, and people are like, why do you do that? I do, because it's no one's business how I'm giving. And right. I'm not going to go out there and say, hi, I'm the best giver out there. I do this and I do. No, then that's false. Like you said, it's all about what you want back. When you're giving, give with your heart fully. No expectations, nothing back, no words of thank you so much. Just do it. I love to send cards to people just to say hi, or like with, you know, or just, you know, send something that I know they like. Because. Because everyone needs something like that. Every once in a while, I use that whole energy feel of, it feels like I should send something to someone, or I should drop them a note, or, you know, give them a call. I like using those kind of things because it's a part of my intentionality of giving to people when they need more love. I can't explain it. It's just I can feel it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's real simple, Michelle. Everybody living on earth gets focused on survival. But the truth of the matter is the universe runs everything.
Yes.
It isn't being run here on earth. It's the universe. And the universe only runs on a vibration. Everything's a vibration. It's always in organic expansion or contraction, depending upon the vibration level, your energy level, where you're at energetically, not where you're at physically, but the energy behind your thoughts, words, and actions. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I learned once I walked away from my life, you know, is that I'm an energetic empath, and I can just tap in energetically to pretty much anything, right? Although, I mean, it's like I would never tap into anybody's energy field without their permission. But when you're living in the present moment, then you have the peacefulness to be connected to that energy. And that energy is what people call intuition. And you get that hit where, oh, I should give so-and-so a call. And they're like, wow, I was just thinking about you, you know, right?
Yeah. Yes, and all the time.
Yeah, it's all energetic. It's amazing. This is what runs everything. And so you're then tapping into all that is, instead of being stuck in the limitation of the physical. You know, I could go into it so many different ways. I've been studying it so long, the disruptions we have here in the physical, because there's 38 different life paths that everyone is on one of those life paths here to learn things. So you're living with a blindfold on, making decisions based on who you are, just because of the blind spots you have from the lessons you're here to learn, right? Like, what are some of the things that you've learned about yourself now that you've detached, Michelle?
Michelle, your mic is muted.
Well, sorry about that. My dog was barking. But what I learned was that I am love, and that there is, I don't get affected by the outside world when bad things are supposedly happening and everyone else is, no, their hair is on fire, everything's going wrong. I do. Good. What are you learning? What about this? It has no effect on you when you are working in that energy level. And the only thing that does hurt is sometimes that energy level, I can feel the pain of the people around me, and it'll mess up my mind until I clear it again and do, okay, it's not me. It's coming from the outside. Mm-hmm. And now for those of you who are listening and doing, what is this woman and Bill talking about those woo-woo stuff? No, the thing is it's not woo-woo at all.
Yeah.
It's us. It's who we truly are.
It's who we are. Yeah.
And if we would just get quiet and listen, and you can feel things around you, it has nothing to do with being psychic. We are all energy.
Mm-hmm. And you are so right. You know, you are so right, Michelle, because you guys are talking, and it reminds me of a time in my life when I used to get lost in the canyons of my mind. And I could be, you know, that could really consume you. It just robbed you of your energy, and it eats up your time. And in the end, what it does is spit you out when it's done chewing you up, you know. And a lot of people I know, they get caught up in their minds, and they just get so disconnected with everything in life, their loved ones, and the true meaning of life. And I love the way Bill talks about, you know, when you love yourself first, you can love others. And that's when you tap into the abundance of the world. Yes. And what's the secret of it is that when you do that, you cannot be denied. When you ask something like that, you cannot be denied. I mean, it's just amazing. The main thing of it is let go of the physical.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, the greatest guidepost that anyone can follow to see what's happening in their life is to take ownership of the fact that everything you see in life is you.
Mm-hmm. A reflection.
It's a reflection of what's going on inside of you. And if you're seeing anger and wars and battles, that's what's going on inside of you. So anything. Go ahead, Michelle.
I need to be closer in my world. Well, because we talk about, you know, you all have heard this, you are that, you know, the 7 to 10 people that you hang around with. And so when people are like, oh, my life is this and I'm miserable, look around you. Look around you. I am a happy woman because I surround myself with people who see the good in the world, who reflect them, their real selves into the world. So if you're miserable, look around the people around you. Are they only seeing the negative and the bad things that are coming at them in this world? what can you see? And if you don't like it, then get out of it.
Mm.
It's so true.
Yeah.
Everything's a reflection.
Yeah. And people have heard me say, I'm sorry, I need to separate myself from you right now. And they do, what? And everything is such a negative light that all the positivity and love coming out of me cannot negate it. I have to step away. You go deal with that.
Yeah.
I'll go deal with mine.
Yeah.
You know, one of the interesting things is when you come from a place of giving, understanding love, that all we are is love and we're just here to share for the benefit of all and be of service, that negative people are instantly repelled from that.
Yes.
They're instantly repelled. You don't need to do anything. You just be yourself. They will disappear.
I was called toxic positivity. I'm like, what? You're toxic. How am I toxic? You're too positive. Oh, okay. Well then.
Yeah. Because, you know, misery loves company. And when they leave, they always leave pointing their fingers back at you.
Uh-huh. I know. It's
because
like
you're the one. Nice. Because you caused it, right? Well, Jim, this has all just happened too fast.
It really has. And I've really enjoyed hearing the energy because I knew what you two guys were going to bring to the party. And I told them during the break, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to sit back and let the energy flow because the content of the show is for the audience. And I didn't want to, you know, throw a wrench in the machine, but be sure and visit Michelle at Michelle Maras. That's MRAS.com. Email her at me@MichelleMaras.com. And we've just been so blessed and honored to have her here on the show. And Bill, it's been a wonderful blessing to you'd be the honorary host here with us today. Bill is the author of The 7 Levels of Truth, and we'll be back next week. Be sure and tune in, and thank you so much, and share this show with others, because ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people out there need to hear it. Thank you. Now have a wonderful day.